It is Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as always, whatever platform you are listening on, whether you're listening live or you're listening on the replay, welcome and thank you. Hey, Frankie, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Brina, how are you, girl? Welcome. I hope you guys are doing well today. I'm doing well. It's hot, but I'm not complaining about the weather. We needed rain. We got rain. That was hot. I want more rain. Oh, boy. Hey, Shy Lady, welcome back. We'll see where this show goes today. It can go in a couple of different directions. Minnesota, how are you, girl? I'll be headed out your way pretty soon. Brina, I wish for rain to water my garden. I'm out every morning at 6 o'clock watering my garden, but it's healthy. It's nice and healthy. Not that y'all care, but it's been so hot, I had to go out and put shade cloths up around my garden, but it feels really good. The other day I was cooking, I needed some peppers, and I needed some jalapenos, some habanero, and some onions, and it's good to just step outside your door and go get them from your own backyard. Very, very satisfying. Okay, so today, being prepared, good times, hard times, and end times, and if you went a little bit further into my topic, I said, ladies, I'm talking to you. You know, you guys have heard me say this before, but I had a dad who had two daughters, and he always told my sister and I, you know, always be prepared. Don't depend on a man to do anything because you never know what might happen. Your husband may die. You may get divorced. You may leave him. You whatever. You know, you have a man that doesn't know how to do anything. And he taught us how to do a lot of things. You know, I can change my own oil. I can, you know, anything up under the hood. I can't change out a transmission or anything like that, but I can do basic stuff on my car. You know, if I ever, you know, got a flat tire or something, I can change my tire. I don't have to call anybody to do it. But aside from, you know, things around the house or whatever, but, and this is where I say the show is going to probably go in a little different direction. Why, you know, first of all, I have two questions. One of my questions is, and this is just for me, why is it important that women be independent from men? Not saying you don't need them at all, you know, whatever, you know, but is it good to have that independence? I personally think that it is. And why are more women willing to choosing to be single? Why are they choosing to be single? Why are they choosing that if they do have a family, they don't want to get married? But aside from the family thing, why are more women choosing to be single? You know, and is it a good thing? And Brina says it reduces the chances of being taken advantage of, especially at an automotive shop. Brina, absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I have gone to places, you know, where, you know, I wanted to just get my oil change really quick, whatever. They're like, oh, well, you know, you need this. I'm like, no, I don't. Because, you know, I know my car. I know what my car does. You know, oh, well, you know, your filter is really, really dirty, whatever. No, it's not, because I just changed it. And if it's dirty, you either switched it out or that's not my filter. And they look at me like, oh, you know, it's like last time I'm coming here, you know, but, you know, you need to, and this is just my own opinion. I think my father was right. I think that, you know, that you do need to know how to do things, and having a son, you know, I try to teach him and tell him, you know, you need to learn how to do this stuff. You know, even though he's a guy, you know, you need to know how to do this. I think independence is a good thing. I think that when we rely on other people too much, I think it our self-esteem goes down, because people can play on that. And I do, that husbands do take advantage of their wives, and wives do take advantage of their husbands. I definitely think that. I think that some people are in situations where they feel that they can't get out because they never learn how to do anything, or they don't think that they can do anything, or they can't, you know, be without this other person. You know, when you were born, unless, you know, you were literally born attached at the hip or something, you know, you're an individual person. You know, but again, that's just me. But why are more women choosing to be single? And if you are choosing to be single, is it good to be prepared? Be prepared in the good times, the hard times, and the end times. And I'm not just talking about financially, whatever. I'm just saying that if anything happens, can we as women stand alone and deal with it on our own? And I think the answer, for the most part, is yes, because I think women are the backbone of the family anyway. Even if it is that little meek, mild mouse, that doesn't ever say anything because they're afraid of what their husband might say or what their in-laws or their family may say, you know, they are usually the ones that are taking care of everything. So if you can take care of things inside of the home, can't you take care of things outside the home? You know, before, if you were single or you were a spinster, and back in the 1700s, if you weren't married by, if you weren't married by 16 and definitely 18, and if you were pushing 20, oh my God, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, and then if you were, 25, it's like, well, maybe you should just be a teacher, go teach. And then if you were in your 30s, back then it was like, oh my God, you're just this old woman. You know, but now it's like people aren't getting married, and, some people don't get married until they're 40. And yeah, that biological clock, whatever, like they said, my cousin Vinny, is ticking, whatever. Being single and a woman is not bad anymore. But how does society look at single women? How does society, look at single women who choose to be single? If you're a single mom, you're looked down upon. especially if you were not married. If you were, and I'm saying, not that you're a single mom who lost their husband or got divorced. I'm talking about if you were just a single mom, you're looked down upon. Why is that? And then you have some people who feel like, oh, well, hey, bro, welcome. You know, then you have some people who feel that, oh, well, you know, these women, they just want to be single, you know, just because, you know, who do they think they are? But where does it say that you have to get married? Where does it say that you have to have a man? Where does it say you have to have a wife? You know, why can't that father raises kids, you know, on Bonanza, you know, even though it was a TV show, Ben Cartwright raised four boys. You know, the you guys remember the portrait of Eddie's father? He was someone who lost his wife and he was raising his son. Hey, Shelby, welcome. You know, why do you have to live the way society says? And again, I say for women, I think it's important that you do know how to be independent. Because you never know. I don't care if you've been married 50, 60, 70 years. You never know what might happen where one day you're going to not have that other person who was your partner. And some women are just lost. And I think that's sad. I think that's very, very sad. And Brina says, it's good in terms of teamwork and relationship too. If someone gets sick, you are confident the other person has somewhat of an understanding. Yes, that is true. And it's interesting the way you have somewhat of an understanding, because I know people who, if one person gets sick, either it's the man or woman, neither one of them know what to do. They're both scratching their heads. So, you guys are saying hi to each other. So, you know, just basically, those are my questions. Shelby says, I would be completely lost without Sean, but I would be able to make it without him too. Okay. And Bro says, does a single mother mean that a father isn't doing his job or they don't live together? No, I'm just saying, I'm not even talking about the father. I'm not talking about the father at all doing the job. I'm talking about a single woman choosing to live by herself, or a woman who chooses to maybe go to one of those fertility places to have a baby, or she and her boyfriend, you know, they have kids and then they break up, but they're fine living separately. I'm not talking about a father being involved. I'm not talking about the father at all. I'm talking about a woman being able to take care of herself. A woman being able that if your car broke down, are you going to be able to know what to do without having to call a man to say, my car broke down? You know, are you going to be able to do it? You know, if something were to happen in the home right now, are you going to be able to do it? You know, so that's what I'm talking about. And bro, hold on here. We'll see if Podbean likes you today. Bro, does Podbean like you today? I guess not. Oh, boy, that's funny. Oh, boy. We'll see. Does Podbean like you now?
I told you I paid my black taxes.
Somebody. Oh,
you know what I think, Solid Blue? Somebody's out to get me, and they're not paying my taxes, and then they're just going to come after me for income tax evasion. I think somebody set me up.
Okay. And wait, hold on before I give you the mic, because I'm going to read what Shylady says. She says, let's not forget my three sons. Come to think of it, you make a good point, because I don't remember too many shows in our days featuring single moms besides the Partridge Family. And you did have, don't forget, you had Julia, which was an iconic, you know, show on itself. You know, but once again, you know, that's why I'm saying you have these single, not just single moms, but just, and I don't want to put emphasis on single moms. I'm talking about single women. You're able to do things without that male counterpart. Okay, bro, go ahead.
Yes, but you had, I was responding to when you said, why can't men just raise their children? And I said, wait a minute. I said, being a single mom, does that mean that the man isn't doing what he's supposed to do? Or no, does that mean
but
that?
But I wasn't saying that. That's not what.
But you got to make that distinction.
But that's why I was very, but that's why I was going through what I was saying that. And I did make me, before you came on,
I didn't hear the distinction.
Yeah. Right. And that's why when you said that, I also cleared it up because again, men can raise their children.
Men can live without women.
Men don't need women.
Do you know how many variables go into? Do you know how often? Because women have the power when it comes to abortion, that those men might be saying, "Why don't you let me get my child?" And they abort them anyway because they don't want them. See, if we don't know how many men would be raising their children if they were given the proper chance.
Right, but I'm not talking, again, bro, I'm not talking
about I know, I'm just saying, you got to look at all the variables. You can't just put something out there and say that it just exists this way.
I understand that. And I also said at the very beginning of my show, I said, I know this show can go a lot of different ways, but I said my main point is women being prepared in good times, hard times, and in times. But I did say that this show can go a lot of different ways, but I made a point of saying that women being able to do things without a man. And
you know what? Salad Blue, you are absolutely right. Do you know what I told both of my sons when they was growing up? That before they ever thought about getting a wife or living with a woman, I said, do at least 3 to 5 years on your own. So that way that you would know that you're secure and taking care of yourself. So if it ever comes to a point where you do get married and your wife, you know, you can make it on your own. It's too many people that haven't been tested for having the ability to live on their own.
Well, see, and I truly believe that you should not go from your parents' house into a wedding house.
I
do not think that. I think that you should. I mean, even if you go away to school, even if you don't go away to school, even if you just, you know, living by yourself, even if you had a roommate, you know, still no, be
live
able
by
to,
yourself because still, that way you prove you can do it all.
You are right because you have people who don't know how to, you know, that don't know how to pay a bill. Even though it sounds silly, but you have people who do not know how to do that. And I come back to women because society, and hello, Mr. A, and hello, Blunt Ninja. Society has made it where the man goes out and he works and he pays the bills and the woman stays home and she takes care of the house or whatever. But, you know, more and more as women do make the decision not to get married, to do things on their own, you have to know how to do this. You have to know how. And a lot of people don't know how. Our children are growing up not knowing how to, even though I don't know how many people write checks anymore, but they can't balance their checking account. They just spend money. And then it's like, well, did you check to see if you had $20 to cover that $21? Or you have $20 to cover, you know, that $20 purchase, or do you just have $19? So you're a dollar short. Guess what? You're not going to be able to buy it. And if you have overdraft protection, you know, do you know that you have to put that money back in the bank like that same day?
Salad Blue, let me say
fair use. Welcome, welcome.
I got a cousin that is 60 years old. His mother just turned either 82 or 83. And he's lived with her all of his life, which means that if she died tomorrow, he probably won't make it because he's never lived one day in his life on his own. That's damage. You can't even do damage control because I think he's too old to start learning some stuff. You know how they say you can't.
Well, I don't think you're ever too old to learn how to do things. But to be in a situation, I think that if he truly never did anything and his mom took care of everything, he's gonna have some issues, you know. But I don't think that anybody's too old not to learn something. I disagree with that.
Solid Blue, we could disagree with. Let me tell you, the reason why he hasn't left yet is because he don't believe he can do it. Listen, Solid Blue.
Well, see, but I blame the mother because my mother would have thrown me out years and years and years ago. And
blame parents. You say that somebody got to take the blame, but you can't blame the parents. But you know what? You got to blame. Blame that grown man for not wanting to be grown.
Right. I can blame him, but at the same time, you have to, you know, if you're not going to come live in my house for the next 60 years, because if you do, I have to put some blame on myself. Why? Because I allowed it. So some of the blame does go to me because I allowed it.
Dollar Blue, guess what you'll find out? If you go to any neighborhood, almost on the planet Earth, pick any street, put a blindfold on and turn around. If you're not going 10 doors on one street, at least 7 of them is going to have an adult male living in that home. I promise you.
I'm not saying that's not true, but I look at a couple of things. We live in a time where on the financial side, you have parents who are moving in with their children because of finances. You have children who are moving back in with their parents because of finances. And for those kids, those daughters and sons that either never moved or won't move, whatever, again, some of that blame has to be on the person who owns that house because you allow it. Hey, Juju, welcome. You allow it.
You said it, Solid Blue, not me.
I mean, I'm just saying, if my son wants to live with me until he's 100 and I'm 100 and blah, 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 you know, whatever. If I allow it, whose fault is that? That's on
not
me.
Because at some point he'll be able to lie to the world because you're so old and say, I'm here helping her. And you probably getting around better than him. And the reason why he's saying that is so that he don't look bad to the world.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, crazy. I'm just saying that we allow people to do things, but you know, just getting back to topic, whatever. For the most part, I'm just saying that women need to be prepared to be independent. They need to be independent of their spouses. They need to be independent of their children. If you are a female child, you need to be independent of your parents and your brothers and sisters, whatever, because something may happen where you have to do something on your own and that man is not going to be there or he, you know, whatever. You need to know how to do things on your own. So, I would never, ever, if my husband were to die tomorrow, I would not be lost without him. And I don't mean that. And some people may say, well, damn, Sally, I don't mean that, you know, like I wouldn't miss him or anything like that. I'm talking about that. I would be able to run the house. I would be able to do everything because I know how. So that's what I mean when I say I would not be lost before anybody takes it the wrong way. That is what I mean.
No, you just mean that you have the skill of life. See, people don't understand it's a skill to this. And a lot of skills that people have needed in the course of their lifetime, they haven't gotten. You got women today that's 22, 25. They can't cook not only for a man, they can't cook for their damn self. You know, it's a shame when growing up in this life, you aren't given the skills that's necessary to survive it.
Okay, so, but at the same time, though, yes, I do believe that, you know, I'm not saying that you have to be a gourmet cook or anything like that, but can you, you know, whatever. But at the same time, I have been places where over some people's homes where I had was looking sideways, like, is he serious? Where he literally thinks that, you know, you're the woman, you should, you know, go do this, you know, whatever. I'm like, is he about to start pulling you around on with your hair, you know, and carrying a club? It's like men should also know how to cook, because one day your wife may drop dead. She may leave you, or you may not have a wife at all. You know, you may have to live by yourself, you know, so.
When I say life skills, I mean life skills for everybody. I don't mean it for one particular gender.
No, I know. I understand that. And Shorty says, yep, that's why I'm teaching my kids how to cook now. I mean, you know, so, and again, you know, these are things, you know, and if you don't have people around you to teach you, I know people who have learned things on their own because either they had to or because they wanted to. You know, so let me see. Juju says, my son does everything for his girlfriend, the laundry, the cooking. She's a very happy girl. She's a very happy girl, I must say. Well, I guess so. You know, because even something as simple as washing clothes. I stopped washing my son's clothes when he turned 13. I'm like, I'm not washing your clothes anymore. You wash your own clothes. I'm not running around washing your clothes and doing all this stuff. You know, if I'm watching and you want to throw something in with mine, yeah, oh, okay. Because, you know, I believe in those full loads and not waste water. You know, but am I going to just wash your clothes because you have a load of clothes that need to be washed? Nope, you're going to do it yourself.
Do you remember home economics, Solid Blue?
Yep.
All right. Do you know I took a sewing class in home economics? Guess what I was doing, Solid Blue? By the time I was 16, I was making shirts for my homies. We used to have matching shirts, and I made them. You know, the thing about it is, it's too many men who never learn how to sew, never learn how to wash clothes, never learn how to cook. And when they get out there, they rely on the woman for everything. So much so that it seems like they can die without them.
Well, it's unfortunate that the school system, because I grew up with home ec and what have you. Even though I didn't do the cooking thing, I went the other way and I took shop and mechanics. So I was like the only girl with a whole bunch of boys, whatever. But it's a shame that our schools today, they've cut so many things that you don't have home ec anymore. You just don't have it. It's just, you know, you don't have shop and all these other things. You just don't. They're so concerned about passing the test.
You know why they did that? They did that to stop people from having the ability to create a job. All right, say for instance, you did auto shop, right? And you got your A1 certification. You was able to go over somebody's house and do their brakes and make money and not even need a job to do that. Now everything these kids do consist in them, if they're going to get some money and they're not selling drugs, they have to have a job. Like, if you take away people's ability to create a job, you take away their ability to have financial freedom.
Well, and that's why I say that it's important to be independent. That's why I say it's important that you have to have, you know, that independence from you know, you have to have some independence in some way. And let me just read some of the comments. Brina says, I just want a man to do the dishes. I'll do everything else, but I hate doing dishes. Juju says, my mom taught all my brothers how to cook and do laundry, even so. Juju says, I went to school for home economics. Blunt agrees with Brina about the dishes. Minnesota, thank you, friend, for the gift. Charlie says, it's sad when the school system, what the school system has done. I made a dress in home ec. Also hate that they took music. Yes, music away. I mean, I was in the band. I mean, you know, we had all that stuff. They don't have that stuff anymore. Hey, Shorty, Shorty.
Hey, Sally.
What's up, Shorty?
Hey, y'all.
What's up? Shorty knows why I'm laughing. Anyway, go ahead. So, Shorty, what did you want to add anything?
Oh, my mama taught me all of that. Me and my two brothers, like, because she told me and my brothers, like, when y'all grow up, I'm not always going to be here. So y'all need to learn how to cook, clean, and do everything. Because when you get your own place, you're going to have to do that. And then when y'all find somebody, you're going to have to do it. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm doing my kids right now. They already know how to cook, you know, clean and everything. But it's just the practice of keep doing it, you know. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, and these are things that you do have to, you know, these are things that you do have to teach your kids, you know. But again, if you don't have someone there to teach you, hopefully for, you know, you can learn some other way, or some people are self-taught. But bro, you are right. Whether it's, you know, it's just not women, but it's, you do, like I said, need to be independent in some way.
Let me say this, Solid Blue. Say, for instance, you never learn independence at all, right? And you never learn that scale. That's why one of the everybody's favorite cereal from 2 to 7 should be Life cereal, because they should be eating some of that stuff called life. But let me say this, Solid Blue. Don't you listen, Solid Blue, but for real. Say, for instance, a man didn't learn any skills and he became homeless. Do you know it would be so hard for him to survive because he wouldn't know nothing? See, men that guess what they know? They know I can go to the thrift store, get me some work clothes, stitch them up, do whatever. They'll be just fine on their own almost. But a man that don't know nothing, see, I think a man not knowing nothing is worse than a woman not knowing nothing. Because somebody, they'll work with a woman to get better. Ain't nobody working with a man like that to get any better.
But you know what, though, bro? I am going to tell you, because you do bring up a point. One thing that bugs me to no end is a man does not know how to do anything. And I'm talking about simple
stuff.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
I'm talking about simple stuff. I mean, just simple stuff. And Shy Lady made a comment earlier. You said something about nowadays most men just call to have things fixed. I mean, we have a home warranty. It has come in handy many, many times, whatever. But there are times when I'm like, you know, we need this fixed, whatever. And my husband's like, well, just call. I'm like, no, I'm not going to spend, you know, no, I'm not going to spend the service fee, whatever, when we can just fix it ourselves. Go fix it. You know, then it's like, then I end up doing it, whatever. But, you know, but Shy Lady has a point. It's like nowadays, like, well, just pick up the phone and call this person. Just pick up the phone and call this person. It's like, you know, can we save some money and not call this person? Can we just do it ourselves? I mean, I know people who literally, I kid you not, and it drives me up the freaking wall. These are men. Their toilet is running. It's either the flapper, that thing that flaps up and down, or it's the toilet valve. you know, whatever. Usually it's the flapper. It's a $3 piece at Lowe's. Go buy one. Replace it. It takes like 5 minutes.
And it's so easy. Solid Blue.
It really is. If it's the toilet valve, the same thing, the same way. It is so freaking easy to do. You know, it's a $14 piece. How do I know this? Because I change mine. You know, whatever. But people will spend, you know, $100 on a plumber that's going to do the exact same thing that you could have learned on YouTube. And the thing about it is, you go to YouTube, they can tell you anything you want to know on YouTube.
And that plumber going to charge them about $300
for a
$7 job.
Yes. Yes. And Chalet says, my husband fixed our dryer when it went out. He went to YouTube to figure it out. I mean, I'm telling you, you can go to YouTube and it will tell you. Welcome, Power Girl and Daddy Hoff. And Mr. A says, a lot of times it's just the woman's flapper.
You know what? If that flapper is that flat, that's Flap Nation. You know that, right? That's Flap Nationsness.
Listen, Lord.
I hope it ain't that woman's flapper. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Grit, long time. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it, guys? Yeah, I've been away.
What's up, Grit?
Okay. Hey, guys. I just wanted to add a quick thing. While I was away for work, I had to sort all my own stuff out. Normally all the stuff my wife does, like the washing, the cooking, all that kind of jazz. And I had to FaceTime her how to work this washing machine and dishwasher. It was an eye-opener. It's something that now I obviously know how to do on my own. It was quite embarrassing, though.
Well, bro, I'm telling Shy Lady not to encourage you, because Shy Lady is one person who she likes you.
No, so I know, and that she knows my heart goes out to her and Juju. But let me say this though, and Frankie, but for real, let me just say this: Solid Bloom, Mr. A, is a comedian that missed his. He says some of the craziest stuff. I can't even mess with Mr. A.
Oh boy. Let's see. Is crazy up crazy? Did you want to pop up? Let's see. Crazy, did you want to pop up? Did you not want to pop up? Here, let me send you another one. Okay, Mr. says, if I said I will fix it and don't bug you every other month. Okay, but why is she bugging you every other month? If apparently it's not fixed.
That means get Charlie on says, it.
Bro, it's my
That's
dog.
What it means. Get moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Crazy. Let's see. Charlie says, bro, is my dog. Hey, Mama Bear. I didn't see the mistake part. Okay. So, you know, what was I going to say? Oh, Grit, by the way, I saw a commercial for Naked and Afraid, the new season. And every time I see something about Naked and Afraid, I think about you and I just crack up. That one statement that you made. And whenever I go back and I fast forward to that one part, I just crack up. That made my day. And every time I listen to it, you just make me laugh. It just makes me laugh so hard.
There's a different one I also found that I'm watching. It's Bear Grylls Island. I think it's called that, Bear Grylls Island. It's a similar thing where they got to survive on this island for a month or something. It's pretty good. But they have clothes on at least.
Well, that's a good thing.
Solid Blue.
Yes.
It's kind of funny that you mentioned Naked and Afraid, because since I've gotten older, I'm kind of afraid to be naked now. Don't you know? Listen, it was no. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
No, because when I was younger and I was muscular, it was cool. I used to, you know, put a robe on and put an Afro wig on and look in the mirror and sip Kool-Aid and almost look at myself like a Greek god. Now I don't even know if I'm a Smurf. Like, something really happens between when you're young and when you get old.
Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Well, so you're trying to say that you would never, I know we're changing subject now, y'all. So you would not venture to that nude beach?
Oh, man, if the beach was nude, I'd go eat me some food. Listen, I ain't doing nothing in the nude. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. So you can't be independently nude?
No, until I start working out. I got to find me a senior citizen Tai Chi Kai Bo class for some Tijuanans or something. I don't know.
Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. So I take it you would never be on Naked and Afraid.
Man, if I be on Naked and Afraid, it'd be Naked and Horrified. You have to change the damn name.
Oh, Lord. What I will say, though, and I know y'all, I'm getting off topic here, but when I saw that show, I was just, I mean, I was laughing, not so much of the things that they had to do to survive, but I'm like, y'all running around with this, you know, flying here and this dangling over here and whatever. And I'm like, that part right there was just funny. But anyway. And then Juju says, you were super fly. And Juju says, I love that show, Naked and Afraid. Okay, so, all right.
See how you do, Solid Blue? You say crazy stuff, and it'd be so crazy that people can't back away from it.
They gotta stand. I saw that. Episode. I saw that commercial last night, and I did an episode, and we were talking about Naked and Afraid, and it was one of the funniest episodes that I had done because Kimberly Michael said something, and then Grid just followed up. His comment was just his retort. His comment was so right on time that every time I go back and I watch that episode or I fast forward, sometimes I just go to that episode just to fast forward just to hear that part because it cracks me up. Did you hear
what Mr. A said? if I'm naked. Oh, good God. People got to tell.
Oh, Lord. So, bro, y'all, I'm about to totally change the entire subject of this.
Don't
show.
You make this fun Thursday. No. You're crazy.
Well, my fun Thursday is going to be tomorrow because Miss Shorty Shorty. Miss Shorty Shorty.
Okay.
Oh, that's another funny thing. But anyway, okay, so would you say that most people, I don't know how old everyone is, I'm not asking anyone's age, but would you say that most people are satisfied with their bodies? And they can walk around the house, booty butt naked. And I'm saying there's nobody else there. Your kids are not there. Your husband's not there. Your wife is not there, whatever. You're just alone in your house. Would you feel comfortable walking around your house just totally naked?
Yeah, because ain't nobody seeing me. But let me say this. The term body shaming don't exist for no reason. I think most people wouldn't just be walking around where everybody could see them and skip into my loom. Because even some of the youngest people ain't in the best of shape. Like, I saw a girl, she had to be about 17 years old. Her body looked like an upside down muffin. And listen, she had a muffin top and bottom that was matching. Oh, I thought it was a coochie. A brother bag or something. I didn't know what her body was.
Lord.
You don't have to be old to not be proud of your body.
Mister says you can't be checking the basement for the noise, but naked.
Shit.
And Juju's like, stop it. Oh, Lord. And then Mama Bear, you just had to say that, Tracy, you had to say that thing about the crabs, because we're going to get into crabs tomorrow. You all, I'm just saying, the show may not be for everyone, okay? Because some people, you know, some people their sense of humor. Some people's sense of humor is not there or like everybody else's, but Shorty, I am happy that you are going to be a good sport. I did an open bar show Friday night, and it was mainly just me and Crazy and Shorty on the show, but it was funny as hell. And Mama Bear came on, and in fact, were we talking about that Thursday? I can't remember. It was Thursday show. We talked about it on Friday's show, but Friday's show was funny as shit. It's, yes, I did say shit. That's my favorite word. It's my favorite curse word. So, but anyway, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show. Humble Dog, welcome. So, but you have some people, and Ellie, welcome. Retro, welcome. You do have some people though who cannot walk around the house naked by themselves.
Solid Blue, I could walk around the house naked, just not wear a mirror at. See, if I see a mirror, you know, I'm crazy about that image. That image, I don't want to see that. That's what terrifies me.
Okay, so you get out the shower or bath, whatever. You're gonna tell me that you never look in the mirror, bro? You there? Okay, he must have got a phone call. Oh boy!
I said I don't have a full length mirror in my shower, so I can't see like.
I'm not saying in the shower. I'm saying, but when you get out, you have a mirror over the sink, right?
Yes, but I'm cool with that portion. I'm just not cool with the essentials at the bottom. Like sometimes, you know, things happen in life.
Yes, things you do know, happen in life.
Like too many cheeseburgers and hot dogs and fat burgers. Like, you know, and nobody told you when you're doing all that, you know, you got to be careful. It's just like a pregnant woman, right? Pregnant women can gain anywhere between 30 and 50 pounds if nobody tell them, hey, sis, slow it. People don't give us adequate information all our lives.
Oh, Lord. So, would you, okay, so you have people who go to new beaches or new places, whatever, and they have no problem taking off their clothes, whether it's a muffin, whether they have the best body ever, whether they're, you know, extra wide or extra thin, whatever. They don't care. They just like, okay, this is it. And they're just
no, because they got money and they're trying to pay for sex. So they don't give a damn with their bodies. They'll just get out there and say, my buddy. They'll be singing. Because they got money to I ain't looking for all that. I'm just looking for people not to sing.
Oh, Lord. So how do you know they're paying for sex? Come on. How do you know that?
All right, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I know.
Please tell me. Tell me why.
I'm going to tell you why. Because you know why? If they are out there at a new beach, they know all holes are open. See, let me say this. If ain't no holes covered up, holes is open. So people gonna be paying dearly to get what they want.
Bro. So I take it you would never be on Naked and Afraid.
No, I'll be on Naked and Afraid, but they would have to change the name. It'll be Naked and Terrorized. If you start Naked and Terrorized, I'll be the first motherfucker going in. Because I'm going to terrorize some people with my nakedness.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Crazy Lady, welcome. Oh, boy. And Ellie says, did you know that if you travel to Japan, there are public places people get naked and take showers in front of others? No one looks at your body because it's a culture there that nudity is not construed as a sexual thing. You know, and Ellie makes a point, you know, that Japan is one place where nudity is not a big thing. So no matter what your body size or what you look, it's like, okay, that's just your body.
No, but people don't care about your body in Japan. They just care about your body bumping. And what if Rasputia went down there with them little Japanese and her butt started knocking everybody? They'd care then. See, they ain't care yet because they ain't saw certain things.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, 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 Lord. Okay, Shorty wants to come back up. Come on back up, Shorty.
All right. So you.
Oh, wait, Shorty, hold on. You got a lot of background noise there. But you can come back. But you had a lot of background noise when you first started.
Hey, Solid, have you ever been to a nude beach?
No. I have been in the vicinity of one, but I've never actually been to one. No.
Yeah, when we were still exploring New Zealand, we came over. We stumbled onto a nude beach, not knowing it was. Obviously, we fully clothed, and we walked along this nice shoreline and got around this corner, and here's this. Well, there were a couple of old men just like laying it out there. Catching a tan, and we're like, what the hell? We turn around there and we hightailed it out as fast as we could. It was not fun.
Oh Lord, but there's the rule, if I'm correct, isn't there a rule that you cannot be a spectator, meaning you have to, like, if you're gonna come, you have to disrobe, so to speak, you have to take your clothes off.
Yeah, because if you're spectating, you perverting.
I was not sticking around to read the rules long enough. I was getting out of there.
So were you getting out of there because of what you saw was frightening to you, or you just like you realized where you were?
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't want people to see me there on the beach and like locals knowing it's a nude beach and seeing me there. So, I needed to get out of there.
Oh, boy. Let's see. If you have seen anime dad with their young girl take showers, which is usually illegal in other countries, and the U.S. censored the scenes like that. Yeah, the U.S. say, we, when it comes to stuff like that. So, Shorty. You want to come back up?
I'm here, my bad. You know how my kids are. They just want to be loud and crazy. That's
but you started to ask bro a question, I think. Or were you asking me?
Yeah. No, I was asking bro because talking about the new beaches. So you telling me if you see you ain't going to go haul at them?
Bro. Bro, did you hear Shorty's question?
Can I answer that question? Solid.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Did you answer? Because
I was trying to. Okay. I was trying to. I was saying, if I saw Rasputia, not the Eddie Murphy Rasputia. I'm talking about a Rasputia body female. I don't know how many. She might not make it to the nude beach with me long. Because I kind of like thicky-thick women. I could roll with a big body bra. But it'll be real bad because we might be bumping donuts. And I don't want to be bumping donuts and biscuits. So, you know. You ever bump biscuits? Don't be bumping muffins or not now.
What is bumping biscuits? What is bumping biscuits?
Bumping biscuits is when your buttermilk fat meet other people's buttermilk fat.
Well, wait. If you like big women, I mean, then I don't know how big or small you are, but some big people like big people. They like each other big. So,
yeah, because, you know, dinosaurs like dinosaurs. They ain't like penguins. You know, I'm just, come on, somebody.
But look, I thought it's more bigger for the fishing, you know? For the
fishing. Huh?
I thought, you know,
They like big women. It's okay to have butter rolls upon butter rolls.
My women gotta have. Y'all ever heard of that place? It's called Cinnabon.
Yes.
I like the muffins, the cinnamon, the you know, it gotta be all types of toppings on some big women. I like monster muffins. You ever had an English monster muffin?
What is monster muffin? I know what an English muffin is, but what is
that's a big muffin? That's a big English muffin. You know, with all of the stuffings.
Oh Lord.
Solid blue.
We went from independent women to naked and afraid to solid.
No, because solid, you be starting trouble and hiding your hand.
I just made a comment to Grant about something funny.
No, because solid. I know when you was a kid, you would throw stones and put your hand behind your back like it wasn't me.
No, when I was a kid, if I was throwing stones, yeah, I threw it. That was me. I would own up to it. I would own up to it. That was me who hit you in the eye, and I'll do it again.
See, Solid, you can't. See, you love starting trouble ever
How
since a kid.
You just said. Are you
because
the first
you asked me.
I just clarified about the stone.
And you know what they said about the stone in the 80s? It was a song called Romance in the Stone. See how you keep throwing stuff out there? Little Illuminati stuff.
Wait, Illuminati, how the hell we got from big muffin top to Illuminati?
Because she said all she did was talk about the stone, and I said it was a song called Romance in the Stone.
But you asked her, you asked her, she was the one that throw the pebble, and whatever the hell you said, yeah, but she answered your question, damn it. You can't jump
yeah,
on
but
her.
She answered it in a coded, secret, coded way. She's like, I'm telling you.
Secret or coded,
now I'm secret code. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Secret code.
See, let me find out Solid Blue.
I'm going to
get you
that
hat. Let me switch
that hat. You a spy now? Hey, Solid, you a Russian spy now, huh?
She might be.
Not Russian. I prefer to be, if I'm going to be a spy, I'll be an African spy.
Okay.
You know, but now, you know, like, you know, I'm like,
Inspector Gadget,
or what was that TV show, Don Adams, where he would, that comedy where he would, at the very beginning, he would go down the elevator, and he always had his shoe, and he would always call, his phone was a shoe.
I'm a spy. I'm an
Illuminati spy.
Solid Blue. Don't you know code. Somebody answered it is get smart.
Get, yeah. Get smart.
Don't you
yes.
know Solid Blue? Don't you know if you keep doing stuff the way that you do it, you will become famous and people won't know how you got there. But you will know because you be doing it. You will just throw stuff out there.
No, but like Shy Lady said, not Solid. I'm like, yeah, it was me. Now what? I have always been like that. It was me.
Because Solid,
yep, I said it.
Because you asked me, put it this way. You know the homeless population in America is reaching it's so big now. I don't even know a word for it. And that's crazy because I'm usually not one lost for it.
You don't have a word for it?
I don't have a word. It's reaching epic proportions. But listen, don't you know Solid? Why don't they have one called Naked and Homeless? At least you can help them get houses if they win.
Why gotta be naked?
We need to.
Wait a minute. Bro don't have a word.
Wait, what? Did I hear that?
See,
Don't blame that on me. I did not say don't blame that on me. Don't blame that part on me. Don't blame that on me.
That's bro.
You said that you didn't have a word, so don't blame what Shelby just said on me. I had nothing to do with that.
I think know,
it's funny, bro. Don't have words.
Not because I don't have a word for how big the homeless population is becoming in America. Is ridiculous.
But naked and homeless, bro, seriously?
Yeah, because if they win, you can get them housing. And then they won't be homeless no more. And you know homeless naked people will be up for a challenge. You don't think homeless naked people are up for a challenge?
Look, bro, do you know how many cities there are that got a lot of homeless people in there?
And we have homeless
people. They won't be able to do it.
Yeah, and that's how you help them. You give them homeless naked TV shows.
No, that's nasty. No.
No, you can't say that. What's nasty about a naked homeless woman? You know, because you're not going to make a homeless cereal like Homeless Crunch. You can't help them like that.
That's not even, I mean, if you came out with Homeless Crunch, I wouldn't even, that doesn't even sound like something.
Solid Blue.
Nothing crunch. At all.
Homeless Crunch.
Nothing. Solid Blue, you wouldn't need a bowl of Homeless Crunch cereal. Like, for real.
Hell no, like, I wouldn't eat that. I wouldn't buy it. It won't come in my house. I'll look the other way.
And you could make homeless people famous. Because you could put America's Most Homeless on the box.
What the hell?
Oh, Lord.
America's
Homeless.
You
never saw America's Most Homeless?
No.
That's what he said.
I saw America's Most Homeless.
Shorty, that's what he said. He did say that. And don't blame it on me. That's not my spicy coming out.
I know I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming bro for this because he. I don't know where his mind at right now.
America's. Oh yeah. And then Shasha Lady's like, y'all killing me. This crazy says that sounds infectious. Yes, everybody will get infected. Exactly. And Ellie says to bro, you should publish your own dictionary.
Maybe I might need to. You know what? And look, the way she put my name on there, that's exactly how she do it. That should be my trademark.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Naked and homeless, America's homeless, homeless crunch. You know, I will say this one thing. Bro, you have this thing about Crunch. So did you say that Captain Crunch was your favorite cereal? Because you have this thing about
Crunch. Yes, I did. I told you peanut butter Captain Crunch.
I mean, you have this thing about Crunch.
I told you.
A homeless crunch. I'm sorry. I am not buying that. Mm-mm, so. Mm-mm. And Juju, stop encouraging him. You and Shyla.
No. Juju.
I have already.
Did they really Shyla just say that?
Shyla and Juju. I'm telling y'all. Y'all are getting your my friendship card revoked.
Ooh.
Juju, I know you just got on this Discord. I'm about to kick you off.
No, they too cool.
No. See, y'all encouraging. You see, I used to love to have me some Captain Crunch with Crunchberry. See, Charlie. See,
me
y'all
too.
Encouraging him.
Me too, but he ruined it though with this naked Crunchberry thing. I'm gonna throw it away. Thank you,
the naked and homeless. I mean, I'm trying to get the visual, and I just can't get there, bro. Get there.
Why are you gonna sit up there and try to talk about some visual? Then you gonna have me try to vision it? No, you don't. Listen, I ain't gonna cook. See, I gotta go cook. Solid. You gonna do this to me?
Yo,
did y'all see
Solid?
Did y'all see Shot Lady? Shot Lady said,
"Better than Lucky Charms." No. See, I love my Lucky Charms. See,
cool.
Shot Lady is the coolest.
No, see, Shot Lady, stop it, Shot Lady. I'm telling you.
Uh huh. I need my homeless warrant.
Y'all, right now, if Shy Lady attempts to get on Discord, don't invite her. I'm sorry.
Brenda says cinnamon toast crunch. But that can't be better than homeless crunch. Let me tell you why. Because it ain't nothing in it. See, the reason why other crunches mean so much, because when you take a bite, it's stuff in there that, you know, put little flavorations all through your mouth. But if you bite into
flavorations,
but if you bite Solid Blue, if you bite into homeless crunch, it ain't that much to add fat to your body or nothing. You can eat a big bowl and get up and know you haven't gained 1 pound. Because there's nothing in it.
So if you like your crunch so much, then why don't you look in that mirror when you're naked?
Because I be crunching even when I'm not naked. See, because I be eating bowls of cereal naked. Because I got like a remember that chair, Solid Blue, in the 70s? Lord. It was a big wicker chair, and it looked like a throne.
Yes.
I got one of those with a nice big cushion on it. And I sit on there naked and eat homeless crunch to my heart's content.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Shy Lady, see, now we about to get at it. She says, I know that's why I said it. I actually saw a Lucky Charms commercial yesterday. I thought of you with the frown salad. I'm sorry, salad. Lucky Charms were the nastiest cereals made.
See?
Those Charms were always stale. They were not. They were not your and Lucky Juju, Charm hater. Your Lucky Charm hater. No.
And Juju says she had one of those chairs in the 80s.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you. I love Lucky Charms too. Because, see, when I eat Lucky Charms, I eat the, as old as I am, I take the marshmallows out first. I separate those. Then I eat the cereal. And then I have Lucky Charms as like a sweet snack. That's what I do. Okay? And of course,
it's a homeless snack.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, stop it.
There's no homeless snack in Lucky Charms.
See, you know what? Shelby like that. Shelby like that homeless snack.
And you know what? Shelby, stop it. Stop it. They were not stale.
They're not stale.
They're homeless snack.
I didn't say they were stale.
They were not.
Crazy. Stop it.
I'm going to have to check those out. Crazy. Crazy.
Stop it right now.
Did you see what Crazy just did?
Crazy, stop. I am with LC.
Crazy said, Lucky Homeless Crunch. It's magically delicious.
Okay. It is not. Juju, see. Shorty, I have to go here, okay?
Let's go.
I'm 24 hours ahead of tomorrow's show. Okay. I'm gonna give a little preview of tomorrow's show since Bro's talking about crunch.
Go ahead.
So, do we have crab crunch?
Man, I can have lizard crunch as long as I'm
watching. Do we have crab crunch? Do we have crunch with crabs?
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this: let a woman have enough crabs, and I might crunch on crab. That's what they said. It was on a hip hop song. It said, crunch on crabs. Y'all ain't never heard that.
Lord have mercy.
So you saying, So you saying, bro, you eat some crabs, right? That's what you saying? You eat a crab?
No, because that's the name of your show.
No, I'm asking you.
I ain't never ate a crab out of vaginal bath. I ain't never ate that.
Oh, Lord. Help us all. So y'all have tomorrow show. I'm sorry, but just from the conversation between me, Crazy, and Shorty, it was funny as hell. And when Tracy came on, it was funny. It was funny. So tomorrow, bro, are you going to be here?
Yeah, I'll be here. Because you know I got to show up. I got to show up for Solid Blow.
And Juju says you're over the top. And bye, Tracy. Thank you for coming. And Minister says you are killing me.
Ask them Solid Blow. Ask them what they pay to see Bro live on stage.
You ask them.
Solid, it's your show.
It's my show, y'all. I'm just gonna repeat what he said. Was y'all see Bro naked on stage?
Hell no.
Naked.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted.
Oh Lord. And then Juju says yes.
Juju.
I'm telling y'all, Juju. You know what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sending something to your Discord to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, you mean Solid Blue. all your players mm-hmm. that like me, you be shutting mm-hmm. them down. That's crazy. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. bro earned it though.
All right. Well, y'all, I'm going to end it here. The show did take a turn, but my song was for what the topic was, but it did take a turn. So I'm just going to keep it with what I have. Let's see, unless I play something old that we already had. Y'all have anything that I already play? If not, I'm going to play something. Thank you for the gift, Brina. Well, I have to. I'm doing what I have already uploaded. So, you know, I'm just going to play what I had uploaded for today. Brina and Minnesota, thank you for the gifts. And everyone, thank you very much for liking the show. Everybody, thank you for coming and hanging out. And again, tomorrow's show is called Lick My Back Crabs. Shorty V is going to be on the panel.
Wait.
And we all go different ways. Lick my back crabs. So, and the show I know is going to go a lot of different ways. A lot of different ways. And Crazy is already laughing. Tracy's laughing. So, yeah. Shelby is up here laughing. Lord knows what Bro's going to say tomorrow. So he's talking about munching on crabs and what have you. So I don't know. I'm going to assume you meant the crabs that come out the ocean. So and Crazy's like, ooh, or ugh. Don't ask. So anyway, I'm going to play little Angela Beaufield. I remember her back in the day. So this is what it is. So Shelby, Shorty, Bro, Grid, thank you for popping up. I appreciate it. Did I miss anybody who was up here?
No.
I don't think so. Okay. So here we go.
Best I can for you, but it seems it's not enough, and you know I care even when you're not there. Give you more, and I feel.
so that's it, everyone. And I know the date is Wednesday, but I'm going to make the same announcement tomorrow. If I do open bar on Friday, it will be an hour earlier. It will be at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, because I don't want to run into fair uses time. So I don't want to go into his show, but it will only be for an hour. My show will only be an hour. So until tomorrow, guys, Shorty, I'm looking forward to it. Guys, bro, if you're still on, I'm looking forward to it, because I know tomorrow I am going to laugh. Anyway, guys, thank you for coming, and enjoy the rest of your day or evening, wherever you are in the world. And I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.